I want to raise a very important emotive and local issue today, which relates to applications made via the Department of Agriculture for foreshore or oyster bed licences in a bay in County Donegal, Ballinas Bay, which is beside where I live myself. The applications are very extensive in nature. The overall footprint of the entire applications put together, as I understand it, is in the region of 46 hectares. Now, 46 hectares, for anyone not from a farming background, would be in the region of 45 to 46 GAA pitches. That's what we're talking about in a small, confined bay in County Donegal. Now, the Ballinas Bay is a special area of conservation, one of the most beautiful areas in the country, with lovely golden beaches along the coast. It's an area that is being promoted as a tourist hotspot, and much work has been done in recent years to try and augment the tourism sector in that area in terms of providing local businesses with opportunities for tourists coming through and so on and so forth. However, it has come to light this year that in March and April of this year, the Department of Agriculture advertised in the Donegal Democrat on 1 week only that a number of applications for oyster farms were submitted. Now, the Donegal Democrat is not in circulation extensively in the area in question. In fact, according to the figures which a local community organisation, the Save the Ballinas Bay Group, have compiled, they tell me that there's approximately only 15 Donegal Democrats sold in the Falcarra, which is the primary town adjacent to Ballinas Bay, on a weekly basis. There are other circulating newspapers in that area, like the Tyrconnell Tribune or the Donegal News, widely circulated, but the Department of Agriculture chose to advertise this in a newspaper that is not circulated extensively in the area. There were 72 hours of public consultation afforded through being able to view the documentation in the local Garda station. But the local Garda station is only open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then if the Garda are called out, it may not even be open on many occasions. Therefore, the public consultation was completely inadequate. The vast majority of people, including myself as a local public representative, did not become aware of these applications until June, after the public consultation period had elapsed. And the only reason I became aware of it was that a local concerned resident raised the issue with me. So there was a lack of consultation. And consultation is very important in applications like this because it affords the department the opportunity to garner a better understanding of the feelings within the local community on such large-scale applications, but it also allows experts to have an input into the system, and therefore the decisions that would be arrived at following meaningful consultations would clearly be better public policy decisions. This is a public policy decision, because if these proposals in their entirety were to be granted, it could, according to the local community, and they have signed thousands of petitions, it could devastate the tourism potential in the area, not to mention the ecological damage it could cause to the SAC. Local farmers in this area, and I know, Minister, that you're a farmer yourself, you're at the Department of Agriculture, but you're a farmer by nature. This area is covered by an SPA SAC. Local farmers, if they're even digging a drain in a field, have to get the permission of the MPWS. They have to cut the silage or hay at certain times of the year, yet there was absolutely no consultation whatsoever, at least there's no paper trail of it, between the Department of Agriculture and the MPWS in respect of these applications. There is something not right here. And what I'm calling for today, I'm calling for the department to set aside these applications, to undergo further public consultation, to afford everyone in the local community, including experts and the applicants, an opportunity to have their say before any decision is arrived at, because otherwise a decision has been taken in the dark. And finally, can I also say that I'm not at all happy with the appropriate assessment that was carried out for these applications. It was carried out by the Marine Institute. They're funded by your department, Minister. So there is a conflict of interest there. This should have been carried out by an independent organisation at arm's length from the Department of Agriculture, in my view, in order to facilitate an objective analysis, not to mention the fact that I would have thought an environmental impact statement would have been required, because that's required for every planning application that's in proximity to an SAC for a one-off house. So there are major questions here. Cathaoirleach, gurmila maithigh for your latitude. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Senator. Minister.
Thanks, Cathaoirleach. Thank you, Senator. I'll probably deal with some of your specifics in the second contribution. An aquaculture licence is required by law for the cultivation of finfish, shellfish and certain marine plants such as seaweed. My department considers all applications for aquaculture licence in accordance with the provisions of the Fisheries Amendment Act of 1997, the Foreshore Act of 1933 and applicable EU legislation. The licensing process involves consultation with a wide range of scientific and technical advisors, as well as various statutory consultees. The legislation also provides for a period of public consultation, and in addition, the department must adhere to a wide range of regulatory requirements and other legislation which impact on the licensing process. On appropriate assessment, a key component of the aquaculture licensing process is a series of measures designed to address the impact of the aquaculture on the environment. This series of measures is known as appropriate assessment. The appropriate assessment process arose from a European Court of Justice case against Ireland in 2007. The ECJ declared that by failing to take all the necessary measures to comply with the EU Habitats Directive in respect of authorisation of aquaculture programmes, Ireland has failed to fulfil its obligations under that directive. The EU Habitats and Birds Directive have resulted in the designation of certain bays by the National Parks and Wildlife Services as special areas of conservation and or special protected areas for birds. These are known as Natura 2000 sites, and most aquaculture takes place within them or adjacent to them. In the negotiations to address the ECJ judgment, the Department agreed a process with the EU Commission and NPWS which would govern the state's processing of aquaculture licence applications. The appropriate assessment process is managed in the main by the Marine Institute via economic scientific contractors commissioned by the Institute to carry out the necessary field work and desk analysis. To date, the Marine Institute has submitted appropriate assessments in respect of 32 bays to the Department, of which Ballynass Bay is one. With regard to the bay itself, in county, it's in Donegal, as obviously, is designated an SAC. There are also a number of other special areas of conservation and special protected areas close to Ballynass Bay, and full consideration was given to the likely interaction between these areas and the proposed aquaculture activities. No aquaculture operation currently operates within the Ballynass Bay special area of conservation. The appropriate assessment considered 20 applications for aquaculture operations in the bay, which consisted of 14 for the cultivation of oysters only, 5 for the cultivation of oysters and clams, and 1 for the cultivation of clams only. The number of sites being applied for has subsequently been reduced to 18 applications, as applications for 2 sites of oysters were withdrawn. As part of the statutory and public consultation process, the legislation requires a periods of statutory and public consultation in respect of these applications. All observations received within that period are carefully considered by the department. In accordance with the applicable legislation, notice of the applications in the Ballynass Bay, these were published by the applicants, not the department, the applicants under the instruction of the department in the Donegal Democrat on various dates between the 14th of March and the 26th of March. From that date, from the date of the relevant notice, the public had 4 weeks to make written submissions or observations to the department on the applications specified in that notice. During that time, the application documentation was available for inspection in the Garda stations specified in the public notices and on the department's website. In addition to the legislation governing aquaculture licensing, provides for an appeals mechanism. Any member of the public who wishes to appeal a ministerial decision may do so by submitting an appeal to the Aquaculture Licence Appeals Board, which is an independent body established by statute. The department has received a number of representations from members of the public and public representatives in relation to the licensing process as it affects Ballinas Bay. In addition to general complaints concerning the appropriateness or otherwise of the intertidal aquaculture in Ballinas Bay, there has been specific concerns expressed concerning the consultation process. Specifically, the placement of public notices in the Donegal Democrat is regarded as inadequate by a number of members of the public and public representatives. However, the procedures in respect of the public notices adhere fully to the legislative requirements. In addition to the public notices, the applications were available to view in specified local Garda stations and on the department's website. In conclusion, Cathaoirleach, the licensing process in respect of Ballinas Bay conforms fully with all legislative requirements. The legislation is designed to protect the public interest, including the applicant. The statutory and public consultation phases in respect of the applications referred to in Ballinas Bay have now concluded. It is therefore essential that I should not engage in parallel discussions with outside the statutory process. And as the applications referred to by the Senator are subject of ongoing detailed considerations as part of the process, it would not be appropriate to comment further pending the conclusion of that process.
Thank you, Minister. Brief supplementary, Senator.
Brief comment to thank the Minister for his reply, and it's the standard reply that I was expecting from the Department. It is disappointing, very disappointing. I think it's grossly disingenuous the manner in which this has been dealt with by the Department. I hold the Department of Agriculture in very high regard. Excellent officials, an excellent department, but you've got this wrong. This is wrong. And the fact now that all of the local sentiment, opinions are not being taken into consideration prior to a decision and ministerial order on this application is dreadful. There was a public meeting held in August. There was over 700 people attended the public meeting. There's a petition of over 3,000 people. It said in the reply that a number of members of the public, well, there's over 3,000 people at least and growing that are concerned about the process. And the difficulty with this as well, the process within the department have now alienated applicants against those who have concerns. And that's wrong. So I would again call on you, Minister, to review this.